down. Y'all can get down, choose to be light. You can be light and be proud. You can be proud here, be proud. You're a rebel, cause the South's gonna do it again.
Hi, y'all. This is Charlie Daniels. I've been telling you the South's going to do it again. Well, the South Shore's going to do it again, too. Monday Night Talk. Leave it where it's at.
Now, back to Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. And this is the final segment of the evening. And I would say probably the best. We want to thank, of course, Paul Hebert for being a part of the show, as well as Jay Stewart for being here earlier this evening. Tonight, we're talking about, when you talk about giving back to the community, and you talk about certain organizations, there's one that's closest to my heart, and that is the HUG Foundation. Of course, that acronym stands for Help Us Give, and joining us is a gentleman who is well known for the HUG Foundation, as well as many other things here on the South Shore, Mr. Alex Bazanson. Alex, how are you?
I'm good, Kevin. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Now, from what I understand, we also have a special guest on the line. Would you like to introduce this special guest?
I would. We have the president of the Boston Bruins Alumni Association, the great Rick Middleton.
Ah, the nifty one himself. Mr. Middleton, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, Rick.
We're doing pretty good, and the reason why we're all kind of gathered here and having a conversation is that there is something coming up this Saturday at the Rockland Ice Rink, and that is a game between, I believe, it's the Ice Huggers. Is that the Abington Ice Huggers, or just the Ice Huggers?
It's just the Ice. What a masculine name for a team, the Ice Huggers.
You know, I gave him a name, but it was a little late. He's got a dog called Mikey, so I said, why not Mikey's Marauders? That sounds a little bit more.
Rick knows Mikey.
No, but it's good for the sense that raising money for the HUG Foundation. I think it's awesome, and this is, I believe, our third annual game, maybe our fourth, Alex.
I think it's the third, yeah.
You know, every year these guys get a little better and we get a little older, so.
Yeah, so sure about 10 more years and we might.
It's exciting. It's always fun for the fans. We come out and sign autographs in between the two periods. We only play two periods since we're so old, and but it's always entertaining.
I have to ask, how was the HUG Foundation organized and brought together? What was the genesis of it?
Well, as you know, Kevin, you've been with us from day one with the HUG Foundation, and it all started with my sister when she got sick with cancer, and she was a huge Bruins fan, and the Bruins Foundation and the Bruins alumni got behind us. And she lived 2 years with the cancer before she passed. And she lived a Bruins fan's dream those 2 years. We did all kinds of activities with the Bruins, golf tournaments and charity events. And we went to the Eagles concert, didn't we, Rick? With Linda. That was a great time with Terry and Judy and everyone. But anyway, because of the Bruins Foundation and the Bruins alumni, we wanted to do something for them. We started the Ice and Dice Casino Nights. We raised about $50,000 over the course of a few years for the Pan Mass Challenge, which Rick used to ride in. And that kind of just evolved into our own charity. And, you know, we have a lot of the Bruins and a lot of the Bruins alumni backing us with the HUG Foundation, and they were instrumental in us starting it.
I have to ask you, Rick, and that is what is it about, you know, organizations like the HUG Foundation that the Bruins alumni like getting together and helping communities, whether it's to raise funds for somebody who might need a new wheelchair, to someone who, you know, might be having their, you know, maybe their last 2 days, you know, to at least enjoy life with, you know, their favorite hockey team?
Well, I like to say that the Bruins alumni could take credit for a lot of these, but what we do and have been doing ever since Johnny Busick started playing these games back in the early 80s is that we make ourselves available for any groups to help them raise funds for their particular cause. And knowing Alex as we have, as he said, over the years, it just seemed like a natural thing to do once he formed the HUG Foundation is to have a hockey game. And And we're happy that we're able to do it every year, and it's well attended each year, and it's always one of the games we look forward to each year.
Now, I know that you've been able to take some of the monies that you've raised, Alex, that the foundation has raised, and been able to help certain individuals. So if you were to give me a couple of examples, what would they be?
Well, last year, our hockey game was dedicated to Nick Malafronte. He was a lifeguard in Abington that dove into the pool and broke his neck. Nick is doing great. A lot of progress. He's with Journey Forward and Spalding Rehab, still doing very well. Unfortunately, I can't say as much for Mark Chirokas. I saw him yesterday. I'll be seeing him again tomorrow. He's back in Beth Israel, and he's not doing quite as well. But he was the park and rec director for the town of Abington, and he has leukemia. And, our prayers still go out to the family and to Mark. But he was one of the beneficiaries last year of our game. We've had several people contact us if they know someone that has cancer or was in an accident, or we just made a donation to a family in Swampscott that lost everything in a house fire. We made a donation to Jim Cantwell's brother last weekend. They had a fundraiser here in Marshfield. So we are spreading out. It's not just Abington anymore, and that's what we want. We want to spread it out, and we want to give away the money we raise. It's no good sitting in the bank account. We want to give the money away. So if anyone knows anyone in need, please contact us.
Now, I also believe, and this was something that I was able to, reach out to you. Another, for instance, a gentleman who has ALS, who a big Bruins fan, and you were able through the Hug Foundation and I believe the Bruins alumni, able to get him to meet up with some of the Bruins during a casino night.
Yeah, you called me last year, and like I said again, Kevin has been with us from day one when we started the Hug Foundation. Every year he has us on the radio to promote our events, and about a year ago you called me and asked what we could do about, you know, Bill Clancy. So I called Bob Sweeney, and Bob gave us tickets to go to the casino night in Boston, and Bill was able to meet all the current team, all the Stanley Cup champs from 2 years ago.
And I believe the simple request was, is he wanted to see the Stanley Cup, but I think he got better out of this deal by being able to meet the players who were able to make that happen.
Exactly. It was a great night. I was there along with my wife, Lisa, and we had a great time, and Bill had a great time that night. And those are the things that we like to do. There's a lot of people out there that, and I've said this to Rick and Terry and all the guys, you know, they sign so many autographs, and, you know, they don't think about it afterwards, but when they sign an autograph or have a picture taken with the kid or an adult, I mean, that lives with them forever. That's one of the greatest moments of their life.
Well, I have to ask Rick. I know I've seen you at a number of the ice and dices. I know they have like the casino nights.
Right.
What's it like playing with, you know, fans, you know, playing a card game with them for charity and them sitting across from you? I mean, do you hear some stories from them in regards to the days when you played?
Yes, absolutely. See, the thing that I enjoy is that everybody has their own era. You know, depending on what your age is, you might have enjoyed the 70s with Bobby Orr and the Big Bad Bruins of the early 70s, or the Don Cherry era of the late 70s, or, you know, the 80s, we had some good teams, into the 90s. I talk to fans of all ages, and they all have a specific era of Bruins that they really enjoyed, and they have their own specific heroes. I'll share a funny story with you right now. I was at a business meeting last week in Portland, and I had the honor of meeting F. Lee Bailey. And F. Lee, believe it or not, is a huge Bruins fan, and actually gave me a picture he has taken in a Bruins jersey in the early 70s with number 10 on it. And he couldn't remember why he wore number 10. But his hero of his day was Milt Schmidt, and I told him that Milt still comes up to our alumni room, 94 years old, still looks great, and he thought it was just fantastic that his boyhood idol, and he's pushing 80 himself now, was still alive and doing well. And that's just what happens. Everybody's got their own era.
I guess I have to ask you, is this, are you the one, will you be at this Saturday's game, and are you the guy who puts together the roster? Who's in charge of putting together the alumni's roster for this particular game?
Well, I'm going into my fourth year as president of the Bruins alumni, so that that duty falls on me. And, you know, I enjoy it ever since I was a kid playing street hockey back in Toronto. I was always the guy to call everybody up, get the nets, get the guys together, let's pick teams and play. So I like that sort of thing. I like organizing hockey games or practices or whatever. I've coached in my time, and it's something that I find that comes naturally. So I really love putting the lineups together. And the lineup Saturday night is very good. If you'd like me to go over it quickly, I can tell you who's going to be in our lineup.
Absolutely. Love to hear it.
We have Jeff Dumart in net. Jeff is the son of famous Bruins player of old that played on a line with Milt Schmidt for many years, Woody Dumart. And we have Reggie Lemelin, Billy O'Dwyer, Bobby Miller, Tommy Songbin, two guys that didn't think they'd be able to play because the Bruins went back to work, but it looks like they're going to be able to play Saturday night because the Bruins are off. It's on the 26th. Andy Brickley and Bob Beers, the radio and the TV for the Bruins. Johnny Carter, Bruce Crowder, ECAC Coach of the Year a few years ago. Bruce Shoebottom, the Shoe we call him. I think he set a record for penalty minutes in the American Hockey League. Timmy Sweeney, who can still fly on skates, should still be playing. Freddie Ahern from South Boston. And the oldest player on our team, coming all the way from Florida, and one of the great Bruins of all time, Don Orie, is coming to play in the game on Saturday night. And we have another surprise. We have a special guest as a referee clown, Rick Cobbett. Rick, I've known Rick for a few decades now. I've seen him do baseball, hockey, help raise money for, can't even count the number of charities, and he's agreed to join us Saturday night also. So it's going to be a fun time.
I know you're only here with us for another minute or two, but I got to ask you, I mean, a gentleman who has loved hockey, you know, this recent strike that we saw by the NHL, are you glad to see that they finally got things back together and that we finally get hockey again?
Well, I'm glad to see cooler heads prevailed on both sides. I'm also glad to see that the union really didn't fold like a pup tent like they have in the past. And that finally, I think they've garnered some respect from the owners. And because of that, in future negotiations, hopefully this won't happen again.
Do you, you know, we saw the Bruins win the Cup in 2011. Do you see that they have probably as good a chance as anybody in the Eastern Conference to not only take the conference, but maybe make it to the Cup?
I do. But I see the division getting tougher. Buffalo has added some weight to their team, some snarl. They walked into Philly and beat them an opening night in there. They're going to be a tough competitor this year. Ottawa finished the year last year very, very good. Toronto and Montreal always are pesky with the Bruins, but I think they can take those two teams. So it's going to be an interesting battle for the division. But the question mark is in net. Tuukka's a very good goalie, and you know, he's always going to be compared to Thomas. But they got to let him find his own game and let the Bruins figure out how to play best in front of him. And if they can do that, and if he can play up to his capabilities, they got a good shot.
Probably the last question I'll ask you, and that is you know, you skated with Ray Bourque, Hall of Famer.
Right.
What's it like to see Chris Bourque donning a Bruins jersey and skating with the team?
Well, you know, it's funny. I was watching some of the films yesterday, and you know, I think it's fantastic that he was around the Bruins his whole life. Ray was an icon, if not the foremost icon of the Boston Bruins. And now he's back as a Bruin. I think it's just a kind of a natural progression that he comes back here. And I think he's, you know, he's a very smart hockey player. He has an offensive upside. He plays tough. And I think if he can get enough ice time, if they give him a chance, you know, it's not like he's a rookie. He's been in the league, as Ray said, he's won just about everything in the American League. So this is going to be his big shot to make it to the NHL. I hope the Bruins give him enough ice time, because it's all about ice time for him to show what he can do. So we'll see, but I'm glad to see him here.
We are speaking, of course, not only with Alex Bezanson, who is with the Hug Foundation, but the president of the Bruins alum, Rick Middleton. Anything in closing, sir?
Well, I just hope a lot of people come out on Saturday night, because if you've never been to a Bruins alumni game, it's a lot of fun. Everybody has a good time. The kids are going to have a blast with Rick Cobham, the referee clown. And if you have any heroes or any Bruins that you want to talk to, we're always available to talk for a little while in between periods, sign autographs. And it's a very lackadaisical day. There's no security. It's just all fun. And we're very happy to see our fans there, so I hope there's a lot of them.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, and we'll definitely look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Sounds good. Look forward to it. Thanks.
Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, Alex.
That was, of course, Rick Middleton, president of the Boston Bruins alumni. Now, this is your chance now, Alex, where we've kind of hung up the phone. Now, who is the captain of the Ice Huggers? Is that you?
I guess I would be the captain of the Ice Huggers. We don't have quite the lineup they did. By the way, Brick and Beers were late additions. They weren't on the original roster I had, so I'm glad to hear that they're going to be there. Brick, of course, is a local guy. So it'll be great for him to play in one of our games. I don't think he's played in the last couple of years.
And even funnier is I actually have a Bob Beers jersey.
You do?
I do. I might have to. I tried to get him to sign. He did something over in Brockton. I believe he was doing a black and blue event. And it was kind of one of those nights where there were a lot of people. And I don't know if they had to head off to something else the next day, and they had a tight schedule. Didn't have a chance to talk with him. I did have a chance to speak with Andy Brickley. And what a guy. You could just sit there and talk with him. He's just he's like a regular Joe.
Andy's a great guy and a wealth of knowledge. I work, as you know, at some of the Bruins alumni games in the locker room with them, and I've got to know all the guys over the years. And Brick is a very, very smart, smart hockey player, and has a lot of knowledge of all the players in the league, not just the Bruins.
What's it like skating against some of these guys? So, I mean, the guys that you and I have watched on TV over the years, you know, or maybe we sat in the, you know, at the Garden watching them. What's it like to skate against some of these guys? Is it intimidating at all?
It is a little bit. As you know, you saw me last year try to beat up Shoebottom.
How'd that go?
I think I won. Everyone else says he won, but I'm not sure. The newspaper pictures look like I had the best of them.
And that's all that counts, you know.
That's right. Mm. That's right. So he'll be back again. I'm sure he'll be going after me. But to answer your question, I mean, I'm still in awe with these guys, and I do know them, and I consider several of them fairly close friends now over the years. And I tell Lisa all the time I'm still in awe when I'm with these guys and when I talk to them. But being out on the ice, I'm not a skater. I really just started skating 3 or 4 years ago to do this. And to be on the ice with those guys, it's just amazing to see the ability they still have. Oh. Rick is still one of the best skaters
effortless.
Out there.
It's effortless.
Unbelievable.
And I mean, you had some terrific guys. You know, you had some great guys skating this year. But it seems like every year you got some great guys who are coming, the Boston Bruins alumni. I believe you had Kenny Linsman there.
Kenny Linsman was there 1 year.
You also had Terry O'Reilly skated.
Yeah, Terry is going to a wedding for his niece up in Canada next week, and so that's why he's not going to be there.
I think you had Mike Krushelnicki, who we had a chance to have on the radio and chat with him. What a great guy
Mike
was.
Mike is a great guy. He's up in Toronto this weekend. He plays for several of the alumni, Toronto and Montreal. And I spoke with him recently, and he'll be in Toronto.
And what's funny is you think, and they go, oh, they're just dusting these guys off one game. But I believe, and this is just, maybe you can, you know, give validity to this, is that sometimes these guys play 50 to 60 games a year, if not more, right?
Last year, the alumni played, I believe, 30 games around New England. They do most of them in Massachusetts, but they do go up to Vermont and New Hampshire also. I think it was 30 games here, but they played 19 games in Canada last year.
Wow.
They played a total of 49 games, the alumni. That's half the season for the young guys.
Now, do you hear some of the chatter from your other, from some of the guys that you have on the line as far as, you know, over the past couple of years when they get to skate with, you know, a Terry O'Reilly or a Linsman or a Reggie Lemelin?
Oh, they were all thrilled. I actually have a waiting list every year to skate. I mean, I could call up five more guys and get them there Saturday if we needed them. This year we did cut it down. We've normally gone with four full lines and a goalie, 21 players. This year we've cut it back to 16 total with the goalie, so we're going to have three full lines. But I have several that are coming back this year, and several of them are board members on the Hug Foundation. So it works out well. I have Congressman Lynch's chief of staff from his Boston office playing for us this year.
Is he any good, or is he going to be?
He's very good.
Is he just out there for the trash talking?
No, he's pretty good. He grew up with Billy O'Dwyer and Fred Ahern, so he's a pretty good skater. The congressman will be there also. He's a big supporter of the Hug Foundation. We've made a lot of friends over the years because of the Bruins and because of the Hug Foundation, and we appreciate everything that everyone does for us.
Who would you say are the guys that we should be watching on the Ice Huggers, that guys who are at least going to try to keep it close when it comes to taking on the Bruin alumni?
Well, the first line is Bob Cashian, who plug out to him. He owns Sidious Print in Waltham, and he designed and gave us the jerseys for this year. Joe Barrett, local right down the street from Murphy Electric. Bill Hartnett from Weymouth Bank. That's the front line for the first line. And then Paul Fitzgerald and John Cashman. John owns the rink that donates it to us every year, and Paul runs the pro shop there. So that's our top line, and they're very, very good players. Bill Hartnett played for Northeastern. Joe Barrett, I believe he played college also. So that's our top line, and we'd like to put a line out there that's a little bit of competition for the Bruins, unlike the third line that I'm on.
So you guys don't want it. So you just don't want to be a bunch of orange cones out there for them to skate around, is what you're trying to say?
No, they'll be doing that anyway, but
but they make it. I think watching the games, I think both sides have fun on the ice. You know, as far as A, it's for charity, and the score, the outcome. Well, probably for the alumni, it's not so much important. But you guys are out there for the fun of it, so to speak, and to raise the money.
We are. I mean, obviously, some of the alumni games, the people really think they could beat the Bruins. We're here to have fun, and they all tell me that they enjoy coming to Abington the most because we really make it a good day and a great time, and they have a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun. And it's for a great cause.
And again, we're talking about the Hug Foundation's big game this Saturday at the Rockland Ice Rink. That's at 599 Summer Street in Rockland. And all the proceeds will benefit the Hug Foundation. I believe, adult tickets are $10?
Yes.
And children are $5, and that's 12 and under.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, is it strictly just going to be the game? Do you got any silent auction things going on?
No.
Anything else?
This year, it's just going to be the game. We've tried to do other events after last year. As you know, we had a big event at the Knights of Columbus. Other years, we've had the casino night afterwards. It's an awful lot of work to put one of these together. So this year, we're just doing the game. It'll be a little more relaxed. No one's going to be rushing out of there. The Bruins will be signing autographs for everybody. So it's a little more relaxed, not rushing to get out of here from one event to the other. As a matter of fact, last year the Bruins were on their way to Canada, so they had a bus waiting for them at the VF at the Knights of Columbus to take them to Canada after the game. So that was kind of rushed. So we just decided just to do the game this year, keep it relaxed.
Okay. If folks want to find out more about either this game, well, let's say they want to give a kind donation. How can they find out more about the Hug Foundation?
Well, you can go to hugfoundationma.org or icehuggers.com. And you can make online donations, or our address is on there, and you can send a check. And just because the game ends on Saturday doesn't mean that the Hugs work ends on Saturday. We donate to people and have fundraisers year-round. So anytime you want to make a donation, you can go to our site and do an online donation through PayPal. Or you can watch our site for other upcoming events. I think in May we're talking about maybe doing a softball tournament. And we'll probably have a celebrity on each softball team. We do the Patriot viewing party at J.P. Ryan's last year. We did that October 7th, I think it was, and we're going to be doing that again next October. So we have a lot of good events, and we have a lot of good memorabilia, and a lot of the Bruins alumni and other celebrities come down. Peter McNeely will be there Saturday. He's a huge supporter of the Hug Foundation. He's at all our events. So it's a great time to come out, and for $10 you get to see all these superstars that we grew up with.
You know, I forgot to ask you, I mean, how happy are you that hockey is back? Did you have a chance to take in the game? I know you're a guy who is usually at the Garden taking in a lot of these games.
Well, I have to say happy anniversary to my wife, which was last week, and for her anniversary gift, I took her to the North End and the Bruins game Saturday night, so I think that was fitting.
Well worth it, huh? Seeing that they were able to pull out a victory over the Rangers.
Absolutely. It was a great game.
What do you think of this year's squad? I mean, you know, you'd like to see Timmy Thomas between the pipes. I still can't get over. I mean, Tuukka Rask had a great season a couple of years ago, but he kind of petered out in the playoffs against Philadelphia.
Yeah, he did. I'm hoping he can get back to what he was a couple of years ago. Thomas is not coming back this year, from what I hear.
Mm.
But the Skaters, they look great Saturday night. The whole team looks good. They looked fast. They were handling the puck great. I think they've got a real good team. And you and I have talked before, they don't have one superstar, but they've got, you know, 10 great players.
Almost like the Lunch Pail guys back in the late 70s.
Exactly. You know, they've got the depth more so than any other team, I think.
I guess I have to ask you, do you see them going all the way to the Cup, or do you see them maybe making it deep into the playoffs but not getting out of the conference?
Well, they have the ability to go all the way. If they can stay healthy, you know, everyone's back right now. And if they can stay healthy, then, they could definitely go all the way.
Okay. Well, there he is, Alex Bezanson, of course, with the Hug Foundation. Do you want to give, let's give one last plug to this Saturday's event at the Rockland Ice Rink.
Let's give away two tickets for someone to call in.
Okay, so anybody who wants the tickets, of course, we're getting ready to go off the air in just a moment here, but call 781-837-4900. First person who calls will get a pair of tickets that will be here at WATD. All you have to do is call in and be the first person. Well, Alex, I got to thank you for joining us, sir. And
thank you, Kevin. Thank you. And like I said, you've been with us from day one for the Hug Foundation, and even before we started the Hug Foundation with the Ice and Dice Casino Nights, and we really appreciate all you do for us.
Well, it's not over. We still got more events coming up down the road. Stay tuned for a Monday Night Talk when Alex has more events coming up. Alex will be back on to talk about those events.
95.9 WATD FM Marshfield.